Welcome to the Awaken Engage podcast. I'm your host, Dave Jones, episode Beyond the Cage. 15-minute writing timer. Ready, set, go. Just as a desire leaps up, and you perceive the flash, the sparkle, quit from its play, and maintain awareness in that clear and shining place from which all desire springs. Radiant Sutras. At the beginning of January, I didn't set any resolutions, but I decided to begin doing things that required willpower to actually do them and to do them every day. That may feel redundant, but I think the three parts are 1, intention, 2, will, and 3, action. To be quite honest, I've stayed away from these kinds of things because they've always felt like predictable traps. It's not that I don't follow through. It's that I get to a place where I have to follow through to feel like I'm okay. I begin to rely on following through for a sense of satisfaction. I rely on doing whatever it is to experience a sense of peace. In the past, I've often become rigid with these kinds of things, and then, at some point, what was an avenue for strength and wisdom and growth becomes a cage. A cage that I initially built to provide structure and help achieve goals. Then I outgrow the cage and resent its walls and their effect on my sense of peace and well-being. To get rid of the cage, I then get rid of the things. And to mix metaphors, I throw the baby out with the bathwater. It's a predictable cycle. When peace and well-being become contingent solely on doing, then they go away and they're replaced by striving, trying to prove oneself, and who knows what else. Again, it's a predictable cycle. And I don't want to fear a predictable cycle or repeat it for the rest of my life. The guiding question I have for this inquiry is as follows. How can I remain seated in the center of peaceful, loving awareness while doing things that require daily discipline, keeping track, counting, measuring, comparing, etc.? For example, I have a morning routine now that keeps growing in its depth and complexity. It began in January with daily ice baths, as many of you know, because I posted video logs and podcasts of the process each day. I then layered in silent sitting meditation, stretching, horse stance holds, breath retention exercises, physical exercises, trampoline routines, and asanas. So far, I'm enjoying the physical, emotional, psychological, and spiritual benefits of these practices. I'm healthier than I ever have been. I'm also growing immensely by facing the fears of these practices becoming cages. I'm also feeling the tension connected with my commitment to do these practices every day. Right now, I'm just living in the tension of these two polarities and enjoying the show a bit. I'm ridiculously tired as I'm writing this, and I seriously thought about just putting it off and skipping a day. But now I feel compelled to do it. And now, I feel an old story coming up about getting caught in a cage and how this regimen is just choking the life out of me and how I just need to live free without any of these commitments that end up weighing me down. And now I take a few deep breaths. And ask, how do I feel right now? And when I feel through my body, I find a whole lot of light and wisdom arising. Light, wisdom, and strength to fulfill my commitment and not be too attached to doing so. It's feeling and being while thinking and doing. Yeah, I like that. Right now, I'm feeling and being while thinking and doing. They're not really two sides of a seesaw. I don't have to get off of one side and watch the other side plummet to the ground. They're kind of inseparable while we live in these bodies. I'm feeling and being while I'm thinking and doing. And just as desire leaps up and you perceive the flash, the sparkle, quit from its play and maintain awareness in that clear and shining place from which all desire springs. Time.